And here we have another award winner, this time for Outstanding Achievements for Art and Culture. Every well-known in Sydney and across Australia and probably other parts of the world as well, after we heard some of the festivals that have been playing in over the years. Stefan Chernek Mlejší, as we would know him, Steve Chernek Jr. Congratulations firstly on this well-deserved award.
Thank you very much. Out of the blue, a very humbling award. You just do what you do through life, and as I went through things that were highlights, you realise, wow, actually, done quite a number of things over the years, and always represented Slovenia. I was very, very proud of it. I managed to people through the band Psycho Zydeco, we got to travel around the world and a lot of festivals, and it would always come up, where did you get your accordion playing style? And because I don't quite play like the Louisiana guys, then I have my own feel to it, although I'm true to the form, and always it's through my dad, through the Slovenian folk music, and there's that touch, there's that dynamics of that playing the accordion in the Slovenian way, there's little tinges of that in there.
And why did you pick the accordion?
My dad was playing in the first Slovenian dance band here in Sydney when all the immigrants came over, and it was just get together. I think they had 5 accordions, a couple of violins, a few clarinets, some guitars and a drummer, and they started doing concerts, and then half a dozen of them would break away and do the dance music, and my dad was part of that, and so he would be practicing in the bedroom in the accordion, and I'd come over to him and start poking the instrument as a little kid, and sort of said, well, if you want to learn, you're going to learn properly, and we'll get a teacher for you, and it went from there. As a 9-year-old, basically, yeah.
Yeah, as we heard, you had a number of bands, a Chernek Trio, then it became a quartet, then you had Srebrne Strune, then you of course, you had a lot of successful bands, and of course, now Upskilled Mevi, and Psycho Zydeco, as you mentioned earlier, in terms of, a different style of music. I guess, who were the heroes in the accordion field that you listened to?
Well, in the Slovenian culture, we had Alsenikovi Bratje. Was it the Slark? 2 mainstays of the music. I mean, there were many more that we sort of went through, but they were the main ones for me. There's a couple of guys like Art Van Dam in the jazz circles playing really cool accordion jazz and just things like that. Pietro Diro was a guy responsible for a lot of music for beginners, for accordion and styles of playing accordion and that sort of thing, yeah.
Did you ever meet any of these people?
No. Met and played with a very famous guy from America, for the guy responsible for She's Too Fat for Me polka, Frankie Yankovic. Actually played here in Triglav, and we did a concert backing him up, and he was so funny. He was so good. He was very, very much like a people's guy. So while we were playing, he'd say, "You keep going, I'm going to sell CDs." He'd jump down and talk to the people about the music and meet them. And so his music was still playing, but he'd get down and meet the people and sign CDs and stuff. He was really cool.
Yeah. And as a side note, I guess Frankie Yankovic came from the same village as my mother does.
There you go. Isn't that good?
from near Postojna.
Yeah. I've been there. Beautiful, beautiful. My father-in-law, rest his soul, is from Postojna.
What does being a Slovenian mean to you in Australia?
Slovenian, over the years, has become cool. You ask, where are you from? There's something about you. You're not quite Aussie. Well, I'm born in Australia, but I have this Slovenian culture behind me. And it's just so cool. So I'm Slovenian. And you tell them where it is and where it's from. And they go, oh, wow, yeah, okay, cool. It's cool. Slovenian is cool.
I guess, and why do you keep playing for the Slovenian community all these years?
I love it. What else am I going to do on a Saturday or a Sunday? I love playing music, whether it's jazz, blues, rock and Slovenian music. I love it that the music makes people happy. And, of course, then it rubs off on me and I'm happy. And I'm living my utmost when I'm on stage and playing for people. I mean, I started off with Dad playing as a 9, 10, 11-year-old at parties. We had Slovenian families who would get together, and they would be your uncles and aunties, de facto uncles and aunties, and would get together for birthdays or for whatever, and that's where I sort of cut my teeth on playing in front of people. Dad and I would get together playing two accordions at these parties and singing and dancing, and we had so much fun. We used to do the poshta dance and all that sort of stuff. It's so funny. It's so good.
So great memories, and obviously that, you know, you've brought that into your kids' lives as well, and now as a grandfather.
Yes, I'm a grandpa. Yeah, and she's a little sweetie too. Her name's Océane, which apparently is the third most favourite French name for girls at the moment, through my oldest daughter, Rhiannon. And she's 17 months old now, and she comes to the dances, and she's dancing, and she's a little chatterbox. She won't stop, and she's so cute.
So another musician in the family?
Very much could be, yeah. Could be. But she also got good technical skills kicking a ball. So she could be in the Matildas later on or something.
Well, we'd love to obviously talk to you more and love to hear you. And we've obviously recorded some of today as well. So we'll have a bit of that, which the listeners are probably listening to right now. And we hear then that you also will be turning 60, is not just the Slovenian Association this year. So we wish you all the best, obviously, for that later this year.
Where has it all gone? Yeah, 59, yeah, 16 December. It's just a number. Internally, I feel just as stupid as a kid coming out of school, you know, still. But all the things along the way, it just enriches your life. All the things, that, like through my music, I've been able to meet so many people along the way at various venues, concerts, festivals. And it's been so gratifying. Music is wonderful. At Manly Jazz Festival a couple of years ago, a lady came up to me after we performed and she said, "You musicians are angels. You move our hearts." And I could only think maybe, in my case, a fallen angel. But anyway, that's...
What would be your most proudest moment, I guess, then?
Oh, no, there isn't. How could I say? You know, there's...
On stage?
There's many. I couldn't signal anything out. The gratitude from a well-performed set... With an adoring crowd that just, and they want more. I mean, that's all you can ask for as a musician. That's great. But all the family things that have come along the way, they're the important ones. And
I would think the one where you played at 120,000 people would probably come to mention.
Well, that was amazing. Yeah, we were on a pontoon, and we were playing to, it was New Year's Eve, 120,000 people, and it was just incredible. Just a big buzz. We did play for the a concert before the Sydney Olympics, and that was really cool. We played just before Christina knew, and big crowd. And that's where my girls got very proud of their dad, because he was associated with interesting people and musos that they were in with, you know, that they were interested in. And they thought, oh, dad's cool. It's good.
Well, we hope you stay cool, obviously, for many more years to come playing for the Slovenian community. You know, obviously, everyone loves to come along and have a dance, as it is in Slovenian tradition. Even in their 80s and late 80s, you still see them on the dance floor.
Singing, dancing. It's the Slovenian way. It's just uplifting and just open your heart. It's loving. That's what our Slovenian culture is all about, isn't it?
Well, it's the only one with the love written in there.
That's exactly right.
Once, congratulations again for this well-deserved award. And we'll obviously hear you again and again on the stages in Sydney.
Thank you. I'll just say one thing. It's very humbling. It's just something I've been doing all my life. And to be noticed for what I do, that's a big thank you to everybody. And I'll keep going.